We're talking today with Josh Bichon, of course, our State Extension canola specialist. Josh, here we are, tail end of January, heading into where we're going to start seeing warmer days, longer days, somewhat warmer days, a lot of variability. Give me an overview of where we are with this 2015 winter canola crop.
As of right now, for the most part, the guys that had a decent stand going into winter still have a decent stand right now, so that's been pretty positive. We had a little bit of moisture to kind of handle some of those freezes this winter. So if they had a stand, most of the guys still have a good stand. We're still waiting on some decent moisture to get where we need to be, but we're starting to see a little bit more regrowth. It's starting to break dormancy, especially with these 70-degree days. So we're starting to see a little bit more leaf tissue being grown. The guys that might not have sprayed an insecticide last fall, we're starting to see a few issues with diamondback moth larvae and some other insects like army cutworms starting to be in some fields in north central Oklahoma. So starting to get out and scout, make sure we don't have too many bugs out there worth needing sprayed. But the biggest thing, if we got weeds out there, to get the herbicide out there before it starts to bolt. I know every year it sneaks up on us. A lot of guys accidentally wait too long, and we take a hit on yield if we start to spray herbicides during bolting. So get out there. If we have good conditions to spray, go ahead and get those herbicide and insecticides out.
I guess the key right now, as much as anything, is we're still kind of living from rain to rain.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we haven't had a good year to build up some of that profile, the soil moisture. So we're living from rain to rain. But for the most part, we've gone dormancy. The plant survived on its own root. So for the most part, the stands are still there. We're just waiting on good rain.
You know, at this point, from what you've as you've talked to folks, where are we, you think, on acres?
Acres, for the most part, in the regions, significantly down from last year. Plant season was a harsh time to make that decision on whether or not to put the crop in the ground. So far western Oklahoma, southwest Oklahoma, definitely where it's a lot drier, a lot fewer acres were grown out there. For Oklahoma, we're still kind of thinking somewhere around 150,000 acres, so maybe 100,000 less than last year. So it's pretty significant. But as of right now, the interest is still there. Just unfortunately, the guys didn't seem too optimistic at planting time.
I guess when you start adding Kansas and then northern Texas, though, the acres are still not too bad for the southern plains.
Yeah, I would say probably that southern tier Kansas counties saw a pretty good increase in canola. I've heard any estimates from 60 to 80,000 acres in Kansas. Texas probably increased a little bit as well, somewhere around 15 to 20,000 acres. So for the region, southern Great Plains, interest is still there. Acres are kind of waiting on the rains to come back, more or less.
I guess, you know, a good harvest this year, a respectable harvest this year would reassure a lot of folks to come back in with some canola, right?
Yeah, like I said, a lot of guys still had the interest. They just didn't seem very favorable conditions last planting season. I would say there's probably three big factors producers are looking at. One is the price of canola. Is it worth it? Does it pencil out in the budgets they have? Two is insurance, whether or not they have decent insurance on it or can get insurance on it. Some of the tea yields have gone down because of the drought, so it's been very challenging to make those decisions according to price and the RMA. And the third is just having decent moisture at planting time are the three main factors for putting the crop in the ground.